welcome to News Pox. It's Sunday the 6th of August, and we're going to be doing Saturday's news, just because we've got the time, we've got the chance to do it.
Hola.
That's Spanish.
No es posible para mí ahora.
I understand. How have you learned Spanish, Nina?
Well, I've been doing a one-day Spanish course from the Daily Star. I know how to say, hey, love, is that a banana in your pocket? Or are you pleased to see me? Oh, you are pleased to see me. Well, what are you going to do about it? Give me a Tinzano. Let's go back to my room. Don't mind, my mate's in there, but she might join in.
All useful
that kind of
phrases.
Mood, that kind of thing.
For a holiday in Spain. My first story today is about a tiny island off of the coast of Australia. It's quite weird. Someone was killed there a few years ago, a woman.
No.
Yeah, she was murdered on Easter Sunday 2002. And they finally caught someone and charged them with it. Mm-hmm. And it was all a bit, I don't know, it's really interesting. It's 1,000 miles off the coast of Eastern Australia. And there's only 1,800 people who live there. There were people on holiday. So all in all, there's 2,700 people. That's all on this island. Mm-hmm. And they knew it must be one of them. It's taken them 4 years to just find the one person out of that 2,700 who actually did it. But they have now.
It's quite very strict border control.
Well, also, that's the weird thing, is that because they're not quite, I don't think they're quite governed by the same laws as Australia, they have to find 12 jurors for the trial who all live on the island but are unbiased about it. In a community that small, they're going to either know either the victim or the murderer. Well, it was an outsider who did it, someone who wasn't originally from the island.
How many people? Okay.
Well, there's 1,800 people who live on the island.
Yeah, you would kind of vaguely know them all, even just to say hello.
Yeah, or you'd know someone you know.
Be annoying though, going around going hello, hello.
Hello, yeah. But, you know, they've chosen to live there. But, yeah, I was quite interested in that.
I'd be interested to see what they all look like. Okay. It's just a lot of interbreeding. Big forests. Missing fingers, extra fingers, beards.
Beards?
That kind of thing. On women.
Right.
And children.
I'm quite liking the sound of it now.
Yeah, we should go.
Let's go.
Mix up the genetics a bit. So our wild oats. Oh, we can't, can we?
No, we're girls. Oh. We have to have babies.
If it was a man, I'd go and rampage on the whole island and impregnate everybody.
Brilliant.
Big Brother news.
Big Brother news.
Lots of people are very angry because they voted for people to come out of the house, and now they're being asked to vote for people to go back in the house, and they're all very angry about it. One woman's going, oh, I spent £60 trying to get Nikki out.
No.
You think, well, nobody's making you, you fucking imbecile.
Just don't vote, Jesus. Don't take its course. How many weeks has Big Brother been on there?
Started at Christmas, didn't it?
I think I'm going to sneeze. I'm tearing up a bit. I'm like, I'm going to sneeze. But I might not. I'm going to carry on. I'm a trooper.
Okay.
I'm a professional.
Hollyoaks babe.
Which one?
That one. They start off all looking different and then they all look looking
She's the one
same.
I like who did self-harming. She's grown up.
Well, she has because she's had a boob job. But she says, lads love me huge boobs, but can write off them.
Got lads or boobs?
Her boobs. They're not even that big. I don't think she really has gone off them. I think
she seemed quite proud of them in those pictures.
Yeah, she's certainly doing a calendar where she's just wearing a pair of pants. So she must be reasonably pleased with them.
Tommy Sheridan, who is the Scottish Socialist MP, accused of being a swinger and so on. He's won his case. He's been awarded £20,000 against the News of the World.
£200,000.
That's what I meant. And the News of the World said he'd been shagging around, swinging, all that sort of stuff.
Swinging with his monkey ways.
Yeah. And he got off because he's a big hairy man. It's amazing. Apparently his wife emerged as the trump card in the trial, according to the Guardian. she says that she wouldn't, shouldn't be giving evidence here if he'd been shagging about. She'd be furious. If he had been shagging about, he'd certainly be dead now because she would have killed him. Which is quite, quite an outrageous claim to make in court. She described her husband as a rather boring man who had an unappealing hairy body. Really, though, I mean, even if you're... Oh, I don't know. Have a little pride in your husband, is what I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be married to him, all well and good, but try and support
him. Try and see the best in him.
Yeah, love me, love my fucking hairy body. The thing is, though, which everybody's saying is that he actually was a swinger, is a swinger.
Yeah, of course. And three women came out and said, I had an affair with him.
With a monkey. Well, I thought it was a monkey, but it turns out it was little Tommy Sheridan.
I wish he had got naked in court. That would have just been the funniest thing ever. I'd like to see how hairy he is. He's got a hairy chest, certainly.
Yeah.
You can see it spriggling out of his shirt, but...
Yeah, but I'd like to see if it really is as ridiculous as his wife says it is.
What's another story? Trains. There's some new trains, GNER Mallards, apparently the worst offenders. The toilets don't work very well, and as they go down the track, they're sort of spraying shit everywhere over people's gardens and over the workers who are working on the tracks. They're all getting a little bit annoyed about it. They've been told just to turn their backs to it, but they're still going to get a back of shit.
There must be a different way of distributing it.
Yeah, they're doing an investigation. But interesting, in Victorian times, all the train tracks were, there was loads of tomato plants everywhere because people were shitting tomatoes to eat and they were growing. It was coming out of the train.
That's quite nice.
It's quite interesting, isn't it?
I suppose it's all fertiliser, really. Yeah. So but imagine not in big blobs everywhere.
Yeah, you're not really going to be able to pick and eat tomatoes that are growing on a train track due to the fact you might get run over.
Well, it depends if your house backs onto it.
Yeah. And then you're covered in coal dust back in those days.
Coal dust. Big Brother News.
Two.
There's a list here of what plastic surgery Leah has had.
So if someone's gone back in, do we know who's gone back into the Big Brother? Well, four of them gone into the second house. I think
you vote four of them into the second house. So I don't think they've been voted into it yet. And then one of them gets voted into the real house.
Right.
But I think, so Leah apparently has heard, oh no, she says she can't get downstairs because her tits are so big, she can't see the stairs or her feet.
That's simply not practical. Has she got to stand a stair lift?
So when she goes down the stairs, she has to lean right back and sit on her bottom to go downstairs.
Back? How does she go to, like, a shop or something? Right?
She must have a walking frame.
She's just like an old woman. That's what her big tits have done for her. They've aged her. David Cameron, a blow for him. He's looking for a candidate to be the London mayor.
I'll do it.
Well, you should say so, because so far they've all been dullards. And he wants to have some exciting X Factor style competition. So, to find their candidate. He said he didn't have to be an MP or anything, it could be a real person. So you could do that.
It's a perfect job for me.
But so far, they're just like, they're all boring. There's no high-profile contenders. So, I mean, you're quite high-profile.
Well, we've had 11 downloads.
Hmm. But they think that Nick Ferrari might...
No!
Might go for it.
No, he's awful. I think
Stephen Norris might, but she's... He's not sure.
Is there an email address where you can write in and say, I'll have a pop at this?
There isn't published in The Guardian, but I'm sure there is if you go to David Cameron's website or something.
We'll have to look into this. We can't let Nick Ferrari be the fucking mayor.
Well, he won't be. Ken Livingston still will be. Everyone likes him, surely.
That's true. I like Ken.
No one likes Ken.
I could be his private secretary. See if he's like a secret ape man. I wouldn't, not with Ken Livingston.
I think he's like a newt under his clothes, that's why he likes him so much. He's a newt man.
A newt.
Scales. Yeah, he loves newts.
Does he?
Yeah.
Hmm. You know a lot about him all of a sudden. Have you been having an affair?
No.
Bill Tarmy.
He's Duckworth. Jack Duckworth.
Yeah. He's having some trouble with his windpipe and snoring, and it's kind of keeping him awake at night, so he might retire quite soon because he's just knackered. He says he quite fancies doing bugger all.
Oh, I say what they should do. They should get him a new pair of glasses. As a retirement present. I thought those ones that stuck together with plaster.
It's weird to think that he's been married to another woman all of his life.
Not Vera. That's real life.
I think it'd be more fun if they had actually fallen in love, and then they could just be a proper man and wife. James, like if it was real, it'd be easier, wouldn't it?
I suppose. But look at the baby meerkat that's been born.
Oh, hello.
Sweet, isn't he? Another television story. There's a TV presenter. Do you ever watch the programme Time to Get Your House in Order on Channel 4? I think it's just another one of their generic makeover programmes.
No,
I didn't either. But the TV presenter is apparently he's a bit eccentric. He's killed himself by the sounds of it. He's gone bankrupt. He's got debts of £1 million. He's now been found dead in woods. Either he's been to gangland killing by a loan shark, but I suspect it was he did it himself. That story would be more interesting if either of us knew who he was. We don't, but I thought you might, so we picked it out.
Oh. Russell Brand, we both know who he is.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Apparently he keeps his pants on in bed in case there's a fire, but you'd have thought that he'd just be able to use it as a kind of hose pipe. If there was a fire, he could just spunk on the flames.
Oh, maybe his spunk is a bit incendiary or something, you know, it's flammable.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. All the drugs he takes.
Oh.
What petrol he drinks.
Oh, that naughty Russell Brand.
The Channel 4 Masturbate-a-thon. It actually happened yesterday, I think. Let me just check. Yes, oh, it was last it? Night. The wanking happened. Not the programme, the TV programme, it was filmed.
Mm-hmm. So we've not missed it then?
But there was a bit more information about how it's all going to work. People are sponsored.
Right.
You either sponsor them by how many orgasms they have. You can do that. Hey, I'll give you 20p for each orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Or how long you can wank, do one wank for without actually coming.
Is that like going tantric or something?
I don't know. There's two ways of sponsoring. That's how that worked. About 250 people had signed up to do it, but loads of them have gone, hang on, you never told us we were going to be filmed. So they didn't know when they said, yeah, we'll have a wank in a public place. So then they had to build some special booths so that people don't get filmed unless they want to. But they do all have to have a monitor to keep track, little chart, ticking how many times they come.
None of it makes sense.
No, none of it. It's just like a weird nightmare, isn't it? Can you imagine when I go, oh, I had a dream last night that I had to wank on order for sponsorship money. Oh, it's weird.
So does a person sit in the booth with you just watching and yeah, she'd come?
Yeah. I mean, also, if you're a woman, oh no, we're not going to get into this conversation again, but you could easily just fake it for the sponsorship money.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I just came again then. Ooh, ah! It's another 20p for cancer.
That was good. Here's a quiz for some AIDS.
Let's move on. So anyway, that'll be on Tasty. That happened last night. I'm going to try and find some reports about that today.
Now, this is very important here.
Okay.
Vic Reeves' missus, Nancy.
Yeah.
The two of them were walking along the road together, and a fan saw them, went up and said, can I have an autograph? She turned around and went, something off.
But they fuck off?
Well, it's S, and then...
Shove off?
Two asterisks. So it's a three-letter word, and I don't think...
Sit off?
Yeah, I don't think she said sex off. And at first I thought...
Sod off!
Ah.
Why would they... Surely you can say sod on Hollyoaks these days.
Surely you can say sod in the fucking Daily Star, where it's all just people wanking and titting and spunking on each other. Sod off. Okay. Well, that's that answer for me. Because I thought that it must have been a mistake, but then later on in the article, they say it again, so... Anyway.
We're running out of time, so we'll do some quickfire stories. Scientists have created a sort of special fabric, which means you're like a gecko, right? And you can, it's got extra adhesive, and you'll be able to be a real-life Spider-Man.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not sure how cheap it's going to be at the moment, but you might be able to get shoes and shit made out of it in a few years.
Burglars.
Gonna love it.
Gonna love it. Yeah. You can't, no longer can you be on your top floor flat and have a window open. Cocky.
Yeah, I'm alright, I'm on top floor. Yeah, I'm just gonna get a ladder up here.
You can just be naked in front of the window going, oh, there's no one can see it.
Pervert can climb up the walls.
Paedophiles will be all over the place, aren't they?
They'll be on the roofs.
School
rooms. Christmas is gonna be a nightmare. Pretend to be Santa.
Jennifer Aniston's got a new dog, which is called Hubby.
Weird. Is she shagging it? Well, can only assume so.
Well, it's a little thing, so it could probably get in there quite well. Keira Knightley likes spines.
Spines?
Yeah, spines of men.
Oh. So that's. Does she rip them out?
That's what gets her going. If you put her in a masturbation booth, picture of an X-ray or something, she'd be well away.
Britons apparently walk around with about £850 worth of stuff these days because they've got expensive phones, MP3 players, designer watches, clothes. They're just walking around with like £1,000 worth of stuff, just going, "Yeah, look at me. You can have all this if you were aggressive enough and stripped me."
I'm dressed at the moment for £5. Bra that didn't fit you that you gave me.
Yeah.
Top that Penny gave me. A skirt that was £2 off eBay and a pair of £1.50 knickers for
me. What about
eBay.
That belt?
Belt.
Well, your knickers on eBay.
Not eBay. Primark. I'm glad you flagged that one up. and this belt, I certainly didn't buy it, I don't know where it
came. Mine might have been a bit more. H&M, two best from H&M. Marks and Spencer's bra and matching pants today.
Ooh, he's a lucky fella.
Trousers, jeans, these were quite expensive ones that our friends have all worn out now. Mm. I'd say I was in around, now the market value of my clothes now,
mm-hmm.
probably about £5 on.
Right.
But when I bought them, I'd say probably about £50. Right. No, probably with the bra and pants. I'm going to put it up to £65.
Fucking hell. And what about in your handbag?
It was mainly bits of paper.
Yeah.
I don't care. I've got my phone, but that was free, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what the street value of that is. I have got an MP3 player, but I haven't been carrying that around. I do actually have a designer watch, but it was a present, so I don't know how much that's worth. But it is DKNY.
You should try and sell it at the pub.
Oh, I'm just going to do one last story while Zena answers the door. Mel Gibson's lost it. He's said that all Jews are rubbish and he hates them. And he's also been drink driving. Basically, he's right down the dumper as Gibson. And I think that might be the last story for today. Thank you for listening. It's Sunday, it's Saturday's news. But on Monday, hopefully we'll have Monday's news. Have a nice Sunday. Bye.